Thank you, Mason, for that wonderful guitar intro. I'm your biggest fan, and I always will be. Mason is with Silence of the Falling out of Seattle. They play coffee metal. Hello, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. I am Julie Mayer. We're blowing in on the Alaskan Express and broadcasting live from the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor, located in sunny Anchorage, Alaska. I'll be your hostess for the next hour. Please check your screen for the toll-free call-in numbers for Station 1, which is where you are listening. And if you can't get through, check the toll-free numbers for Station 2. When you do get through, please turn off the sound from your computer speakers so we don't get the feedback squeal that makes it impossible for us to hear you on this end. If you've called in before and gotten a reading, please give others a chance to experience the fun. I'm a professional psychic medium who carries a PhD in religion and a DD in divinity. I'm an ordained minister, a reader, a mother, a wife, a sister, and a friend. I guess we can now officially add radio host to that list. I'm enjoying this new direction that Spirit has pointed me in and really look forward to fun and interesting shows in the future. I love feedback. Please feel free to log in and give me some. Be the first on your block, and thank you in advance. If you like my style and delivery and would like to have a personal session with me or with my special guest, please click on my information and contact my office. The brief reads that you receive on the radio only scratch the surface of the message. So if you're serious about growth, a personal reading is what you really want. I can read in person or over the phone, and I'm willing to travel. Those of you in Alaska can always find me here at Stars of Alaska on Thursdays and Sundays. I will be offering another beginning mediumship seminar coming up July 19th and 20th. If you're interested in learning more about the process of mediumship, this is the class you want. I'm a serious teacher with a unique style. My core intention is to train mediums to be ready to read. There is no mystical approach to what I teach or what I do. There is a process. If you are willing to study and apply what is taught, you can learn. You too can be a medium. It takes dedication and commitment, and most importantly, it takes an open mind willing to perceive things differently. This Saturday on the social calendar, I'll be at the Anchorage Craft Mafia Show at the Snow Goose Theater, which is located at 717 West 3rd Avenue. The show runs from noon until 7. The fairy godmother will also be there. If you liked her last week, come on down. There will also be vendors, music, and more Moxie than your Aunt Millie. This bash is being thrown by Lena and Annie of Bella Boutique down on Spinard Road. Come on by, say hi, and buy some stuff. Support this worthy cause and keep the craft mafia happy. We don't want to get got with a glue gun, if you get my drift. If you're looking for a part-time job in Anchorage, the Look is hiring. Could be fun. Ask for Sarah. My intention and purpose for doing this work is to help heal hearts. My work is based in getting messages from those who have made their transition to those who are still here and are still grieving. Those across the veil are fine. We are the ones left with a wound. Healing takes time. Mediumship is not a replacement for grief counseling, but it can certainly aid in the process. Sometimes it's the little things that come through in a message or in a reading that help this process the most. Our consciousness never stops with our transition, and our love never dies. I'm not a reader who tells fortunes or predicts futures. My personal philosophy is that we must live in the present moment and let the future unfold as it will. In short, your future is up to you and depends on the choices you make every moment of every day. Readings with me will help you focus on where you truly are at this point and bring insight into why you make the choices you make. Conscious responsibility is the key to a brighter outlook. Readers can't solve your problems, but they can help you to see them from a different perspective. We are only the translators for your messages. Your consciousness dictates your choices. Psychic mediumship means I'm picking up on the energy that you allow me to pick up on. Reading minds is not in this category, so please, be open to be read. The less I know about your situation, the more accurate I can be. Please don't feed me information, but confirm with yes, no, or I understand. With all that behind us, I'd like to say a short prayer, and we can begin our show. guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround us all in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in life. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family members who have crossed over, you are welcome to come through at this time. We do close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, here or hereafter. We now call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually, and please surround us collectively. With that claiming of our space, we will now begin. It's a full moon tonight, and my special guest is the Hoodoo Mama, who does that hoodoo that she does so well. Hello, Hoodoo Mama.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming. How are you on this fine evening in June?
Great. And I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. What is hoodoo?
Well, hoodoo is a system of folk magic. And it's interesting because folk magic is a worldwide phenomenon. Every culture has a form of folk magic. They have home remedies, wives' tales, what we call superstitions. And hoodoo is basically African folk magic that came to the U.S. With the slaves. And when it got here, when the slaves got here, they blended their system of folk magic with other systems and incorporated a little bit of the European folk magic and the Jewish folk magic and Native American wisdom about herbs.
Really?
So it's really a beautiful blending, like a representation of the melting pot that is the U.S.
Okay. Is it the same as voodoo?
It is not the same as voodoo, although hoodoo and voodoo both come from Africa. Voodoo is a religion, and hoodoo is a system of folk magic. So hoodoo really is separate from religious belief and focuses more on personal power and using natural magic, as like herbs and minerals and things like that.
Oh, interesting. When do people use hoodoo?
I'm sorry?
When would people use hoodoo?
When do they use it?
Mm-hmm.
I use hoodoo every day. You can use hoodoo to do so much in your life, to attract things and to repel things. I every day bathe with special herbs, hoodoo herbs,
uh-huh.
to attract something or you know, bring positive vibes into my life.
Okay.
And hoodoo, there's so much more to it than just bathing, but that is a daily ritual, as well as cleaning your house with special herbs, mopping the floors with special herbs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is a full moon a good time to use hoodoo?
The full moon is a really good time to do hoodoo if you're trying to attract something or make something grow.
Like love grow or a plant grow?
Well, like love. And maybe your bank account and
okay.
Yeah, things like that. On the new moon, we usually do repelling
okay.
Things, but on the full moon, we do attracting things.
Now, what's the difference between a new moon and a full moon?
Well, the full moon, you can see in the sky, it's completely round and full.
Uh-huh.
There's no shadow on it.
Okay.
And the new moon is when it's completely dark.
Okay.
And that's time when, you know, it's time to get rid of things at that, like clean out your closet and make room for new things, you know. So you might want to clean your energy
uh-huh.
and so that on the full moon you can start attracting things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's a little similar to feng shui? In that belief, clean it out so the new can come
right.
in.
Right. Yeah, make room for the new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a root worker. What does that mean?
I'm a hoodoo root worker, yes. And a hoodoo root worker is someone who practices hoodoo and does consultations for people and does hoodoo for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that. I do readings. and consultations, and I help people with their problems.
Okay.
Sometimes people come to me, and are you still there?
I'm right here. We have a caller waiting. So.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to, should we take it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I'd like to see how her hoodoo readings work. Are you game?
Pardon me?
Are you game for a hoodoo reading?
Well, actually, this is the first time I've logged on, and I was interested in some type of reading.
Okay. Well, welcome, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm going to give you to Hoodoo Mama because I really want to know what she does.
Okay.
Okay. Take it away.
So when I do a reading for someone, I usually have a client that comes to me with a specific problem, and we work on that. Can you hear me?
Pardon me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. And I do a reading about the problem, and we come up with a solution. I don't know if you're calling with a problem. I'm going to pull some cards here. And let's see. So I'm looking at the cards, and I see that you are in a place of transformation. You have some big changes coming, or maybe you're in the process of some big changes in your life.
The process of what?
What was that?
Well, what did you say?
You are in the process of making some big changes in your life, or you are about to in the near future have some changes. And it would be good. Yeah, okay. It would be good to remember that you are in control of that, and you are attracting that. So be sure that you have the right intention in mind and attract the things that you want instead of focusing on what you're afraid of.
Okay.
Because you might attract that. And also in the cards, I'm seeing that you have a lot of energy and a lot of power, but it's maybe not very focused right now. So it would be good to really try to kind of pull the reins in and focus on some clarity. And I think when you do that, you're going to be pretty unstoppable. You can do whatever you want. You can live through the changes, or you can make the changes happen.
Okay.
So do you have some fear about that? About
what?
Possible changes coming up?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have some fear about that?
Well, there's a lot of energy there, and it's not really focused where it should be.
Right. So you might want to do some things to clear your mind and focus your energy, and be sure that you're paying attention to what you want. Focus on what you want. So you might want to take some baths in the morning with some herbs, some sage herbs, some sage, and a little bit of lemon. If you squeeze some lemon into your water, and some sage, and just wash it off of you in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And focus on cleansing, and also you want to focus on clarity. So I recommend that you get an egg white and put it in a glass, and put 6 teaspoons of sugar in it.
Uh-huh.
And mix it up and put it in the window, and on the windowsill, and leave it for 6 days, and ask Santa Clara for clarity on your situation. That will help you to focus your energy.
Okay, put what in the glass with sugar?
An egg white.
Oh, egg white.
And 6 teaspoons of sugar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Caller, does the name Dan make sense to you?
Pardon me?
Does the name Dan make sense to you?
The word bad?
Dan, D-A-N?
No.
Okay, I keep getting Dan. Very clearly. Is there a D initial around you? Living, breathing, walking.
No.
Okay, write down Dan, D-A-N.
Okay. Nope.
Do you have a supervisor at work who's picking on you?
No.
Okay. Write down Dan, it's really important.
Dan.
And I feel like there is a male, like a supervisor or someone in charge around you that's picking on you.
No.
Okay, well write it down.
Well, we have a boss who picks on everybody, but...
Does he pick on you?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, you're special. All right.
We just get annoyed with him, that's all.
Okay, well write down Dan. It's important, and I do feel like you're being picked on. You may not be aware of it right now. It may be coming to pass, and it may have some...
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
Wait, it just hit me.
It did. Well, did it hit you hard?
Dawn. D-O-N.
Dawn. Okay.
And it's actually, if he's not a supervisor, I don't work with him.
Okay. Is he a pain in your... existence?
He's a thorn in my side at the moment, yeah.
All righty then, thank you. This person has a lot to do with the frustration that Hoodoo Mama was picking up on.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Can we put him in there with the egg white, Hoodoo Mama?
Pardon me?
Can we put Dawn in there with the egg white?
Well, when you said D, somebody pretty, you know, I was thinking of somebody closer, and I kept going, no, and then it just went, going, oh, okay. Dawn, yeah,
you have just had a flash of psychic amnesia.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Cool.
Well, is there anyone else's name that comes to mind?
Is your father Croft?
Pardon me?
Do you have a dad on the other side?
No.
Okay, do you have a father figure or a stepdad or a father-in-law or...
I wouldn't say a father-in-law.
Okay, a father-like figure?
A brother.
Well, that's different.
No.
I'm getting a father-like figure.
Grandfather.
Okay, all righty. And I'm hearing the name Annie. Is there an Annie connected to this person?
Jeannie.
Annie, A-N-N-I-E?
No.
Like Anne of Green Gables?
Where?
It's a book.
Oh,
just trying to accentuate the name. Write the name Annie down because I feel like that's important too and it's connected to this father figure.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm not... I wish I could be in charge of who comes through, but I can't. I just get what I get.
Yeah.
And pass it. Do you live on a farm or have horses?
On a farm?
Uh-huh.
Well, not yet. I'm in the country. I just bought some land out in the country.
Okay. Was it for horses?
Well, no. Well, I don't know. Not the thing that I just bought. No.
Okay. Were you thinking about horses?
No.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a pasture in a place that I know that's got like a white fence around it, and there's Arabian horses out there. So, did you have plans for this land that you just purchased?
Yeah, but not that.
Okay. All right. Somebody might come along and say, hey, I have a horse. It needs a place. I feel like this is coming from the father energy that I'm getting. Okay?
Wow, okay.
It might creep up on you. Were you wanting to live there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to, and I feel like horses are somehow going to be integrated in with that. You might want to buy a pickup. No.
I already have one.
Okay, you can haul a horse. She's right about the changes. You've got a lot of changes coming up.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of changes, and they're good.
Yeah.
They're good. Is this out of your financial comfort zone?
There's what? The changes?
The changes, the property, the everything?
Not particularly.
Okay. Okay.
That changed. I mean, with the changes you're saying, that's everything tied into a relationship, though.
Oh, well, it always is. Yeah.
And so that's actually what I was wondering about.
Okay. I feel positive about it, but I'm picking up on the same trepidation and the same, almost like a fear. Is that right, Macaulay?
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on.
Yeah. Do the egg white sugar thing and put your fear in there.
Okay. Set it in a window for 6 days?
Was that right? For 6 days, yes.
And that was Santeria that he called
Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
She'll bring you clarity and it'll help you make decisions.
Is this relationship with the person an A initial? A in it, like an apple?
Is there an A? No, nobody with an A.
Okay. All right. I keep getting relationship A. Do you have relationship A and B? No, I'm kidding.
I can't think of anybody.
Okay. Well, it might
there's an A in the name, but not, it doesn't begin with A.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. It's like the name would start with an A or, yeah. Write it down because it might smack you like Dawn did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm really glad you called in.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Good luck with your new place.
What time are your hours in Anchorage?
In Anchorage, I'm here from 12 o'clock, tomorrow from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and on Sunday from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Stars of Alaska is open from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
The where?
Stars of Alaska, where my office is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.
Rock on with your bad self.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Bye.
Good night. Well, that's interesting.
That was interesting.
Yeah, now, why an egg white with sugar?
Well, okay, good question.
Are we making pie? No.
The egg white is to ground in to bring clarity.
Okay.
And the sugar sweetens the whole thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you ever use egg yolks, or is that something that's... Because that would be growing something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's never just egg yolk. Sometimes I'll use an egg just to cleanse with.
Okay.
And then go, you know, throw it to the crossroads.
And then you don't need that
caller,
right? We have another caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling you across time and space. Do you know who this is?
I don't.
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm okay.
How's things on the other side of the planet?
Yes. Well, it's late here, I tell you the truth, but this is so fascinating, I thought I would call in.
Excellent. Well, let's have you talk to Hoodoo Mama since you called all the way.
Okay.
All right.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I meet Julie from high school.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Right. And now you're halfway around the world.
Yes, I'm in beautiful New Jersey.
And he's a doctor.
Oh. So I'm shuffling some cards for you.
Okay.
Do you have something in particular that you're concerned about, or shall I just pull the cards?
We have a major event in our house, a big investment, and we have some trepidation.
You had a major what in your house?
We're going to make a big investment in our house, and... We just have some trepidation. We're worrying about, is this the right decision to make or not? Because everything is so uncertain these days. Should we jump in and spend our money, or should we hang on to it?
Okay. Let's see. I'm just going to pull three cards here and see what it looks like. Okay, so... I'm seeing that you are very distracted and you need to pull your energies together and really focus. And also that you have a lot of creative energy that might be blocked right now. And that you really need to focus on doing some service for other people and focus on, taking care of other people and not so focused on yourself, and that will help you to kind of break free and create a different perspective. And it might help you to turn that block around, the creative block.
So turn something around here?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, you said turn something around here. What's the last thing that you said?
Yes, I'm seeing a creative block.
Oh, a creative block. Oh, okay.
Right, yes, I'm seeing a creative block, and I'm also seeing dispersed energy. So maybe take some time out, change the subject, and, do a little service for someone else and get a different perspective. And when you come back, then your creative block will be opened.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kelly, thank you for calling in.
Yes, absolutely.
How absolutely awesome to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good evening.
Okay, bye-bye, Julie.
Bye. He was in England last week.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, I was hoping that he would call in and talk to the fairy godmother, but it was a little too late.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good.
Yeah. So if someone wanted to find you, let's say they couldn't get through tonight and they really wanted to talk to you, how could they find you?
Well, they can find me through my website, hoodoomama.com, and that's hoodoo, H-O-O-D-O-O, mama, M-O-M-M-A.
Okay.
And they can also call me at 907-332-5031.
Okay. When you're reading for somebody over the phone, or like what you've just done for these two gentlemen, did you get an intuitive feeling, or do you see things, or do you really rely on your cards? How do you work your process?
I do get an intuitive feeling.
Okay.
And but I really like my cards, and I do pay attention to what they're showing me. And they, you know, even the same card when it comes up shows me different things each time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have another caller.
Oh, good.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Would you like to talk to the Hoodoo Mama?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell me what's going on. I'm going to shuffle some cards and let's talk.
Okay. I'm at a point in my life where I would like to move somewhere, but I'm not sure of the best place to move.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I kind of need some direction in that way, and also a career change. Is there one in what's the best one that you see in me?
Okay, so I am seeing in your cards a couple of things. You might be in a situation right now in a relationship maybe that is really doing you a disservice, and maybe you're not speaking your truth and it's harming you and the relationship. So you might want to really focus on, being in touch with yourself and what you really need and what you really feel, and then find a way to express it in an appropriate way.
Okay.
Okay. And in the next card, I'm seeing that there's what we call a rift between spirit and earth, and that's what when we have a problem in our lives, when we're having trouble with finances or, something is not quite right on the mundane world, it's because something is not quite right in the spirit world. So this card is telling me that maybe there's a little work that needs to be done to cleanse yourself spiritually and do a little spiritual work to change your situation.
Okay.
And I'm also seeing in the a transformation through fire. And that's a very powerful transformation. Through fire just means that it's big changes, okay? This card tells me that you'll be fine through your transition as long as you let go of your fear. If you hold on to your fear, you'll get burned. So I definitely think you have some big things coming up, and in order to be open to them, it would be a good idea to get a little bit grounded and have some faith and go for it. So in order to find, let's see, you said the perfect place to live, right? A good place to live,
uh-huh.
and a better job, a better career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would recommend that you, first of all, in order to find the perfect place to move, you probably want to, I would do some candle magic on that.
Uh-huh.
And here's what I recommend. Get a piece of brown paper, like brown paper bag, and tear
okay.
it into a square.
Okay.
And write with a lead pencil, or with a graphite pencil, okay, you
uh-huh.
write your name three times, okay? One right under the other.
All right.
This is called a name paper in hoodoo, okay? Then turn the page so sideways so that when you write on it again, you're writing across your name.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So it looks like a grid then, or like tic-tac-toe kind of?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you write your name three times, and then you turn the paper, and you want to write something to the effect of get an inspiration for
okay.
a new place to live, or find the perfect city to move to, or something to that effect, okay?
All right.
And you
okay.
want to write that three times across your name.
Okay.
And then fold it in half towards you. And then turn it and fold it in half again towards you. And put a white candle, like maybe a one of those 7-day candles that comes in the glass jar, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay,
like
yeah.
the faint candles, kind of?
Uh-huh.
Okay, put one of those candles over on top of the name paper and let it burn and let it do its thing. And you'll get some inspiration. Something will come to you in, you know, maybe in the mail, or you'll see something on TV that will spark your interest, or, you know, something in the paper. Somebody will say something about a place they used to live, and you'll start to get some clues.
All right. All right.
Yeah?
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so
hey, caller, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
sure.
Is there a wedding coming up that you're not happy about?
Mm.
There, you got a girlfriend that's getting married, and you're not real. You're not down with that.
Not that I'm aware of, but
okay.
It could be.
Okay, because I have some really strange symbolism because I just have this really strange brain.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing a cobalt blue beetle bug. Those Volkswagen Beetles.
Uh-huh.
The car, and what that always symbolizes to me is I'm going to either a wedding with a girlfriend or I'm going to a girlfriend's wedding.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And because it's cobalt blue, that tells me it's third eye insight, and I have a real knot in my stomach. So I don't feel good about it.
Okay.
So,
well, maybe one's coming up that I'm not going to like.
I'm thinking that's what's going to happen, and okay. here's what I would suggest is, you know, before you say anything,
uh-huh.
which is a really bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
He's great.
My mouth, yeah.
Go inside and ask yourself, what is it about this situation that I'm uncomfortable with? Because it's about you, it's not about her, and it's not about him. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a blue Volkswagen, to me, it's a good thing because it says you're on the life path to finding out who and what you are and what you really want.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast they go, but they're kind of cute. You know,
yeah, they are cute.
You can haul a lot of stuff in them. And
yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so if, you know, you might get a phone call tomorrow and be like, I'm getting married, and you're like, what? Stop yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Macaulay, what deck of cards do you use?
I use a deck called Voodoo Visions.
Uh-huh.
And it's similar to...
Is that Hoodoo Vision or Voodoo Vision?
Voodoo Vision.
Voodoo Vision, okay.
Yeah. It's similar to the regular tarot deck, a little different, and it has really beautiful African artwork.
Oh.
Yeah, I love these cards.
Where do you find those at?
Where did I find these? I think I found them at Barnes & Noble.
Ah, perfect. Well, we have another beep.
Okay.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I can't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
Okay, hello.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
Okay. You got an issue that you'd like to talk to Hoodoo Mama about?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not a lot. Just, I was just hanging out with some friends, and we've been listening to the show, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm shuffling some cards for you.
Okay.
What's your name?
Clarissa.
Okay. Let's see what comes up. Okay. So I'm looking at a card that's about a crossroads.
It's not what?
A crossroads. A crossroads is, you know, a place where you can have your choice of direction, you know. Things are changing, and so, you know, you can go right or left, or, you know, it's a time in your life when you have some choices to make. But this particular crossroads deals with your emotions.
Oh, okay.
And it's very important to allow a place for your emotions and give yourself credit for where you have been. Otherwise, you can't move forward.
Okay.
Okay. And the next card I'm looking at is a card, actually, it's a Kundalini card. And are you familiar with Kundalini energy?
Okay.
The chakra energy, your base chakra energy. And it's very sexual, but also very spiritual at the same time. And the base chakra is the gateway to opening all the other chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And this card is definitely, you know, has a sexual energy to it. But I see that it's reversed. And so I think that it's really important that you pay attention to that emotional, you know, paying attention to your emotions and giving yourself some credit and, you know, allowing a place for how you really feel.
Yeah.
That will remove the blocks and, you know, then you can, your chakras will open.
Okay.
And also it's very important to remember that you're not alone. I'm looking at the final card here. It's really about all of the spirits that surround you, your ancestors and, you know, guardian angels, and all the helpful spirits that are here to help you, and they're surrounding you. And so it's a reminder to, you know, give a little credit to them and trust them and, you know, let them kind of hold your hand through the trials that you have, you know, right now at the crossroads.
That's really good to hear.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Clarissa?
Uh-huh.
Did you just get out of school?
Actually, I'm about to go into a new school.
Okay. I'm hearing Alice. You know who Alice Cooper is?
Alice Cooper? Yeah, the radio show.
Well, yeah, before he was that.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a singer. And, before he started biting heads off of bats, or wait, that was the other guy. He had this song, School's Out for Summer. So I kind of feel like, is there a waiting time before you go into school, or you really go?
Yeah,
okay.
There is, actually. It starts in July, and I'm,
okay.
I'm waiting.
Are there scissors involved?
What's that?
Are there scissors involved? Is this like beauty school, or?
No, it's a nursing to become a CNA.
Oh, okay. That was scissors.
Yeah.
My bad, calling it beauty school. Okay. Here's the feeling that I'm getting. Back in the day, when Mr. Cooper was a rock star, joke, that song was the anthem for Yahoo! Let's go have a good time.
Oh, good. Yay.
Okay, you have permission to go have a good time, because I feel like you're excited about school, but I feel like you're really going to have to buckle down.
I am. I mean, both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, take this time to really, like, blow off your steam, because you need to do that.
Okay.
Okay, because, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, if you ever get a hold of Alice Cooper, you can say, hey, this lady said you used to be a rock star. What's up with that? So now you know how old I am. Well, be the best that you can be.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Good luck. You too. Thanks. Bye.
You're pretty spot on there, ma'am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You too.
This is really kind of fun to do readings in tandem, and it's not something that I've ever really been a fan of. But last week I had a great time with the fairy guide mother.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, and with you. And what's happening is you're going in a completely different direction, and then I'm kind of seem to be jumping underneath that.
Right, yeah, it's very interesting. I'm liking it.
It's a cool process. I am, too.
Yeah. I've never done it before.
Oh, it's a new night. Yeah. It's good to create new things under the full moon, right?
Yes.
There you go.
I agree.
I think it's kind of neat because we do different types of work, but it seems like they're very similar.
They are very similar, yeah.
Yeah. And it's neat that you can give people actual visual things or things to do the work.
Yeah.
Which is all really spiritual in nature anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Way cool. Well, I hear a beep.
Okay.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Do you have an issue?
Yes. Oh. We're selling something and wondering how it's going to all turn out here.
Let's ask the Hoodoo Mama.
Okay, thanks.
I'm sorry I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, we have something we're trying to sell, and just wondering how it's looking in the progress of everything here.
You're trying to sell your house?
No.
You're trying to what?
Yeah, we're trying to sell some property.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's take a look at the cards here.
Okay.
Okay. So in the cards I'm seeing, first of all, it's a good idea if you really take the mask off that you wear every day and really project yourself and who you really are, and stop hiding behind that mask that we all, we all do that when we go out into public, right?
Right.
I see that you really need to focus on projecting yourself into who you really are truly, because, you're a beautiful and powerful person, and you shouldn't hide it. So that has nothing to do with your property. I know that, but this is the card that I'm seeing. Okay. The next card talks about communication and being careful with your words so that, A, no one misunderstands you, and, B, you listen carefully to what people are saying, not necessarily to their words, because, they're clumsy sometimes, but really listen to the meaning behind it, so that there's no misunderstanding.
Okay.
And the next card I'm seeing is actually I see that you are a very intuitive person. You have psychic abilities, and you are the kind of person that's strong enough to really see the situation the way it is, really clearly, for good and for bad. You know, you can see it all. And sometimes when you see the really bad stuff, people kind of close down, you know, when they start to see that on a psychic level. But I'm seeing in this card that you're strong enough to not do that, and it's really important to not do that, you know, to really be open to it and not give it any energy when you psychically see something really negative, because it's not affecting you, you know, it just is. So,
okay.
If you can do that, you won't get burned by it.
Okay.
You know? Okay. So no fear, just, you know, be brave and see what you see.
Yep. So kind of how it's been going. A couple things have fell through with it, but I've been putting the intention out there and saying whatever that or something better for the higher good, and things have been moving in a better direction, even though the other ones have fell through.
Okay.
So, that makes sense what you're saying there. And the psychic part, I have Julie to thank for helping me with that.
Oh good. Okay. That's great, because I see that you really have the ability.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Hi, Julie. It's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you? Hey, I was going to ask you, now that I know who you are, you bought it, but does the name Raymond make sense to you?
Raymond. Well, I can think of a couple Raymonds. Not anybody real close.
Are
but
you
I
still
can...
in your gold mine?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, if anybody out there needs a gold mine in Alaska, you can get on my information and I'll put you in touch.
There you go. Yeah, we've got some things in the works, so hopefully it's all gonna come to fruition. But
okay. Well, the name Raymond. While she was talking, I was hearing Raymond, and I was also seeing Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Okay,
you got a pair of Ray-Bans?
I don't, but Greg does.
Ray-Ban? Okay.
But I'll write those down. Maybe there's something to it there that ties in with it.
Yeah, because Raymond was just hammering me.
Okay.
Yeah, take off that mouth, ma'am.
Yeah, I guess. See, huh? Okay, well, thank you very much. I enjoyed the reading.
Awesome to hear from you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay, goodbye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Boy, that was a right-on reading. She is a wonderful person.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a great mom and a neat lady, and she moved away from here, and I miss her really bad.
Oh. And she took your classes.
She did. Oh. She did, and you hit the nail on the head, because she's very, very, very intuitive.
Yeah, I can see that. She's powerful.
She's very powerful, and that's part of the mask, I think, that you brought up, is there's always some fear in stepping out of the closet with this, because once you're out...
Right. Yeah.
You are
going back. Yeah.
So good. Maybe your reading is gonna steer Cindy into doing what Cindy needs to be doing, which I hope she's listening.
Me too.
Yeah. You use your psychic abilities, ma'am, and you can sell your gold mine.
Exactly.
Which she really has. Where did you learn to do what you do?
Well, actually, I learned from... Oh, I have two mentors. Catherine Ironwood
mm-hmm.
has written some books on hoodoo,
uh-huh.
and she sells hoodoo products at LuckyMojo.com.
Uh-huh.
And,
Lucky Mojo?
Uh-huh.
Psychedelic.
Yes, and Dr. Keone is a hoodoo root worker.
Oh, okay.
Who I work with, yeah.
Very good. Now, he's on your MySpace page.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I've been to her MySpace page.
Yeah.
So it looks like I've got your postcard in front of me, and I'm reading everything that you can use hoodoo for, and it looks like you can use it for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything, yeah.
It's kind of like I'm an EFT practitioner, and their mantra is use it on everything.
Exactly, yeah. And it's so flexible, you know. You can do all kinds of things with it, and you can change it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you teach? Do you mentor or take on students?
I have taught a couple of classes. It's not something that I do regularly, but I'm open to it once in a while.
Is there like a series of steps you go through? Is it like you real beginning stuff and to kind of get a grasp on it? Or?
Yeah, there's really a lot to it, you know. And you can really, you could go step by step and cover, you know, baths and mm-hmm. mojos and all that stuff, or you could really focus on, you know, one intention at a time, you know, drawing money or attracting mm-hmm. love or, you know, making a peaceful home.
So I got to ask a question that I know sure. somebody out there is wanting to ask. What exactly is mojo?
A mojo is kind of like a medicine bag. You know, it's a little flannel bag. Sometimes it's called a nation sack or a Toby. There's all kinds of names for it, and you'll hear them in blues songs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's a little flannel bag, and it's filled with roots and herbs and minerals and name papers, things like that. And they're designed for a specific purpose, you know, maybe self-empowerment or money drawing.
So one mojo bag per issue?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you sell mojo bags?
I do. I custom make mojo bags for my clients.
I did not know that.
Really?
No.
And they rock.
Yeah.
I also, I do love spells for people.
Yeah.
And I have one friend that calls me the sock lady.
Uh-huh.
Because he was looking for a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I told him to bring me a sock. So he brought me, he took off a sock that he was wearing.
Oh, Lord.
And gave it to me. And I took it home and I did some hoodoo on it. I filled it with herbs and
uh-huh.
I did my thing with it. And I gave it back to him and told him to put it under his bed.
Uh-huh.
And
is he,
you know, under
yet?
The mattress.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just, a, you know, less than 3 months, he found the love of his life.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So this stuff works?
It does work.
Very cool.
It works every time.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So there's no, yeah? Be really clear what you want?
Yeah, you need to be clear about what you want.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So neat. Where do you see this taking you in life? Where do you see yourself as a hoodoo worker just doing that one day? Is that what you'd like to do? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I definitely do. I see myself doing that.
So have you made yourself a mojo bag for that?
Can I? Yes, I can.
Okay. Would you use a sock?
I'm sorry?
Would you use a sock?
You can use a sock or you can use a flannel bag.
Okay. With that, we have to go. Macaulay, this has been a pleasure.
It has been. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we'll have you back.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Macaulay. Good night, everyone.